Banter podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. This podcast is available in both audio and video this week. This is the second time we've attempted this, because what I did a minute ago was start the camera, didn't start the sound recorder.
So with 4 minutes of
silly
fantastic
bitch.
Camera footage.
What a silly fat bitch.
Stupid big body.
Do you know I'll lock it over that for about a month? I'll be like waking up and asleep and I'll go, oh, you stupid bitch! Oh my
You're
god!
Mad. You're fucking nobody knows. What
I'll run through. It quickly because we normally plug gigs at the start. Let's do it again. You've heard it all before. You might fucking go for a shit.
Hurry up!
Not another one. We've shit about 19 times. The toilet's there. There's a toilet in this was a bedroom probably at one stage. There's a toilet there, and it has had carpet bombs of shit hit it this morning.
We got 2 16-inch pizzas last night. And at the whole,
at the mall, I got some little hot sauce, which was called, Death Anus. And I was like, that's probably a little bullshit out of thing. Hot as fuck.
That was rough gear.
Hot as fuck.
My shit went oh, bread. Oh, no, cheese. Oh, shit, lava.
oh, caramel box.
it was rough. My arse is still doing that, thing.
I'm convinced you can, you know, if you lifted weights and your muscles are sore for a couple of days, you can shit and your ass is just like,
I think I generally think I'd give myself cracked lips on the anus before.
We've had a bit of chase.
You have to tease it out sometimes. Come on.
Leave some food at the door. Come on out there.
Yeah, it's like an alien's mouth.
I do that with tapeworms. Or is that tapeworm? What's the one where you leave a biscuit at its arse? It's like Santa's coming and then a worm comes out.
Fuck off.
Yeah. There's certain worms in your body. You can there's ones that are in your stomach and stuff, and they tease it out with food. I've seen it before.
Why the fuck would you tell me that?
I mean, it doesn't happen here. It happens in shitholes like India.
Oh yeah, not.
There's no one in Lurgan. Not a shithole.
Exactly. I know.
There's no one did you hear about Patricia from wherever? worms. Worms coming out of her.
I've known people who get worms.
But not these fucking worms. You can get the dog shit worms where you see the worms in the shit. Not the one where it's you literally leave food there and this kraken comes out of your...
That's fucking disgusting.
And they grab it and tie it to a stick and put that behind the tow bar of a Jeep and drive it. Just rips out.
Clown hankies.
That's our new band name. Go to Lavery's Comedy Club, guys.
Yeah.
First and third Wednesday of every month. The lineup's always great. They're always sort of last minute. It's all the lads.
And it's always brilliant.
And as many ladies as we can find, really. Because if you're a girl out there who's like, I want to do stand-up, go do it for about 2 or 3 years and get really funny.
And then we'll give you a gig.
And then call the office. Because there's no women at all. These lads are cracking on, hitting on each other.
Oh, God, it's getting tight,
McCann was twerking on my leg the other day, and I was like, what are you doing?
I had to grab McCann's ass for about a week and a half, just because I missed my girlfriend a wee bit.
McCann's arse is like, you just went and bought 2 watermelons.
It's just, it is just, he's the youngest member of the squad, but it's just a proper...
It's tough. It's a tough, sinewy...
That's one of those,
you'd have to slow cook his hoe.
I don't think I've ever had a hole like that in the best shape I was ever in. I don't think I've ever had a cracking dumper.
I have a fat arse, but it's not his fat arse, you know what I mean? Mine's just
you need a movement out of the way sometimes.
Yeah.
His
is my God. Hard.
Mine's if you rent a bouncy castle, you're trying to get all the air out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or even just an air mattress if you're camping. Because who
never
rents
had
bouncy
castle?
Castle
in life,
don't even have kids. It's weird.
30.
Hello. Okay. But mine's
Are you 30 yet?
No, March. I'm 30 in March.
Okay. Am I 30 before you?
Yeah.
Fuck.
How are you feeling about it?
Terrible.
I'm exactly the same.
I haven't done anything.
I was sitting on a train, right? And I just turned 29. You know that fucking song? One time was 7 years. Right?
Yeah.
And there was a bit where I was just looking out the window thinking.
Tractor went past there,
but I was just looking out the window of this train thinking, when I got to 30, I was oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Proper upset about it.
It's brutal. And what was I? I was listening to someone talk about Bo Burnham the other day. And they're like, oh, yeah, he's got 6 specials and he's fucking killing it. And they're like, what are you just saying? Some golden? It was 29. I was just
no.
Fuck. I don't care. There's a lot of my heroes didn't get really successful until they were a bit older.
Right.
Sometimes you have to be. You have to be like.
There's also the flip side is like there's a lot of people we know who have to get up at 7 in the morning, go to like jobs to have stuff.
I know we had a wee fucking Sex in the City gay breakfast.
Right, fantastic.
You know, just lay about. We're doing a fucking podcast. Sure, I'll have to edit some videos at some stage, but what would you all be doing?
I know.
Someone being like, hair, Graham. Get them spreadsheets done.
Get that boiler scrubbed. Or do you scrub boilers? I didn't mean to say boiler, I meant to say deli counter. Oven. Same. What do you call oven?
A grill.
What sort of, you know, wash that hot plate.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is there any more goujons?
That was funny. We were in this wee deli in a little country shop yesterday. And just this voice was like, are them your goujons? And then said something like, Bundy must have left them goujons or something.
I lost it. Like,
Mickey had to take a walk.
The reason it made me laugh was because as I turned around to laugh, I caught you doing the exact same thing. Like, we both went,
no, I knew. Nah. I knew rightly you would laugh. That's why I just turned around to you. Like, I mean, the worst for that was...
Pickled cabbage.
That. And that. Whenever I used to work in Belfast Zoo with some of my mates that worked in there.
Aye.
Like... I'm going to go to jail for this, right? But there would be all sorts of groups would come in there. And no one cared. It wasn't an issue at all. But people would make it an issue with other people, if that made sense. So, like, there'd be, like, a special fucking school come in. No one cares, really. Right. But then, like Dave or someone would turn around to me, like, and have that, like, quivering lip. You know, like, he was trying not to laugh. And he'd look at you, like this. And I'm like, what? And he's like... And I'm like starting to laugh. I'm like, what's so funny? You know? And then he was just trying to make me laugh. Because there was like a load of like special kids in. And I was like, you're a cunt. Why would you do that?
I used to work in Subway. There'd always be somebody who would go down under the table, like under the desk, and then just try to feel your arse whenever you're trying to like serve someone. And it was the same thing. You just go.
I just let it happen.
I have to apologize for the service here, sir. There's somebody fingering me.
Better me than you, sir.
Fat long at the time.
Fuck, fuck me. Black olives.
Do you want more salami?
I don't know if I would eat a fucking Subway these days.
I haven't had one in a long time. So
I haven't had one in years. Look, they're gross. They're not.
I mean, I do love them with a hangover.
Fuck, I don't know. I feel like when you read the stats on the back, and you're like, this has more sugar than a fucking 9 tins of Coke. Or like,
how do you read the back of a Subway?
Or the details are on the thing, sure. Are they not in the wrapper or something around Subway?
Oh, maybe. Are they on the napkin or something like that?
Aye, something like that. I've jizzed on a few times.
It's just hard to read that over you. It's covered in marinara sauce and spit.
a bit of regurge.
Baby burden.
Let me plug another thing. We're playing the Ulster Hall on the 29th of...
L'October, which is French for October.
29th of October 2016. Me, him, Kieran Bartlett, Woodsy... McCann, Serena Williams booty, and Uncle Ellie, Juicy J.
Uncle Ellie, Juicy J.
Dave Elliott.
The bomb.
The big gay bear. The big gay bear.
The big Elbowski.
Come to that. We on our first recording of this, we talked about other people who are playing it, including Shane Todd and Bill Burr.
Ramesh Ranganathan's playing.
Ranganathan.
And that girl with the mask thing on her mouth. The
Cunty Nina.
Aye, that one there.
How can you take her seriously as an adult? Hope we never run into her now, but like, you know, she comes in with her bag of fucking masks and you're like, who fucking Nina here? I'm just trying to write jokes all day. And she's like, hello, I'm making a woman swear. Fuck off, asshole. I hate that shit. I hate tricks. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't mind going to see that to see how she does it for an hour though.
But
do you know what I mean? Because I always imagine that like if that couldn't be all she does.
No, it'll be a lot of crowd work, and also probably brings people up, makes dicks out of them.
Aye. It'd be hard to do, wouldn't it? Imagine the waiting time of getting someone up onto that fucking stage. I suppose you only have to have about 25 minutes of material because the rest of it's just fucking waiting this.
Well, that's what you do. You bring some middle-aged woman up, put the mask on her, and the mask's all like, oh, what's that, your cock? That's how I do anyway. Oh, love, cocks. Oh, God, my asshole's empty. Fill my ass. And then that's funny, and then they bring a big fella, a big hard-looking fella up, and it's all like, I love cocks as well.
It's the same, right?
I want cock. my ass. And then she brings up like a 14-year-old, and it's funny because of the paedophile. Yeah, yeah, like, oh, yeah. I love cocks in my ass. And you're going, that's funny because she's only 14.
Aye, that'd be funny. Like.
And then she'll say things like, fucking, you shouldn't have brought your kids to this shit. Yeah. I'm all right. I've got your 32 quid anyway, you dumb cunts.
32 quid?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm guessing, but like,
aye.
Bill Burr's 32 quid. That's worth it.
That's definitely worth it.
I went to see Simon Amstel in the Ulster Hall one time, and it was the worst bit of stand-up I've ever seen in my life.
Aye.
And I've seen
some shit. That's a fucking shame, because I remember watching his, was it in Vicar Street he did his like a special?
Aye.
It was huge, and it was fucking class.
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was brilliant.
If you watch, no, it's not. If you watch it again, it's like a slightly funny one man play. That's what it seemed like. It didn't seem like stand up. It was like an amusing tales.
Right.
It would be done as like a one man show.
I thought it was
good. But stand up wise, it sucked dick. Much like him. Okay. Okay.
Which is perfectly fine, and we agree with all your life choices.
He probably doesn't even suck dick. I mean, not that's how much of an asshole is. He's probably like, what is this? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I like him.
He's not fucking throat hoover. Remember, dicks, is
remember,
he?
Remember that thing you did? the guy in the Cooks or something like that, wasn't it? Was it in public? It's Katie Melua. Do you remember that? That was fucking brilliant. Like he was, I thought he was brilliant at pissing off.
Oh yeah, he was good at that.
Celebrities, it was class.
But if you know who's coming on your show and you can pre-write fucking jokes, I'd be funny too. I wrote 10 jokes about McCann's head. Everyone fucking pissed themselves. I'll tell you what, I framed them up here.
I reckon, picture. Did you actually frame them?
Yeah, I was going to give it to him as a present. The Holy Grail of McCann jokes. Some classics there, you know.
There were some good ones. I personally thought on that particular live podcast, some of the ad-libbing was fantastic as well. Just saying, because I didn't know anything about
McCann jokes.
Remember being on fire that night?
Oh yeah, I mean...
Say on fire, 4 pints.
I say on fire, heartburn, but
steaming.
It was that's your world, Mickey, isn't it? You know, reactive comedy.
No.
Tell them to write a script. You may fucking wait. Get the cat
on. True. Yep.
I don't even know
how to type.
You want to do some prep work? Fuck me.
The amount of things.
Take a week off.
Like, just turn a camera. I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
Well, you have a quarter of a million.
$250,000 like dollars here for a movie idea. Go off and write a script. Nah.
Aye.
Just turn up with a camera, and I'll make a movie.
I'll make it laugh.
What's the movie about? A man who can't get out of bed.
Aye.
And he has a crazy time. And
that'll never work. And then I'll go, trust me.
And you're like, let me play this music for you, and then you play some 80s karate music. And bing,
bing, bing, bing. All of a sudden, everyone's inspired. There's lightning, and it's fucking, and it's Oscar wins everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like Schindler's List 2. Who fucking knew that was a good idea?
Yeah. Bring them back and kill them all!
Schindler's List 2, List Harder. Like, do you know what I mean?
Still list.
Do you even list, bro?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. And then like Neeson comes back full Northern Irish accent again. And fucking Nazi, you cunt! Get
this!
Hey, there again! Get in that fucking oven, you cunts! There you go, mate. Schindler. What a bastard. I haven't seen that film.
Neither have I. I really should watch it.
I know.
It's quite an important movie.
There's a ton of films that I've tried to watch.
Have you ever seen Once Upon a Time in America? Robert De Niro and fucking... It's about 3 hours long, and I have it at home, and I've never fucking made it past the first 40 minutes.
When that new Star Wars came out, I was like, I'm going to rewatch all the Star Wars, and I downloaded them all illegally, and couldn't get through fucking 10 minutes of that first one.
Yeah, I think you have to watch Star Wars as a kid, really, to
probably
watch it again.
It's fucking shite. Eat, pray, love, guys, is what I'm saying.
It's not shite, like it's...
I mean, it's...
It's not shite, though.
It's pretty shite. There's a lot of like...
Nah. No.
There's a lot of like...
Not shite.
What the
not
fuck
shite.
Is
not
going on
here? Nah. Not even getting into it. Not shite. Class. Don't give a fuck.
Fucking shite.
It's not.
It is fucking
not shite.
Though.
It's not shite. Tell them what's shite. UFC. Jiu-Jitsu. That's shite.
You
what?
Can't pretend.
How about that? How would I make fun of your childhood? Come. How about that? Sports are shite. Don't even like rugby. Going outside. How do you like that, sir? Come into my house. You make fun of my upbringing.
You can't like be like the super bad guy, but then someone could just walk up and push your head and you would fall over. You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure that's Spaceballs.
It is. The giant dog and stuff, and all that carry on. It's not good.
It's a nod to many different genres, right?
What, shy films and
worse? No, like Kira Sarsfield. What do you call a Japanese cunt with the swords? It's in that song.
What?
There's nods to like loads of different fucking movie genres, like westerns and fucking Japanese movies. Yeah, that the whole fucking... Watch it back. Han Solo's a cowboy. Fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi's like a ninja. And it's all... It's like three nods to different... And it's set in like a fucking sci-fi thing. And Empire Strikes Back is potentially one of the best films you'll ever see. Genuinely fantastic film. Right. Return of the Jedi, yes, not that good. Prequels, suck my dick. New one, dead on. But the first two Star Wars films are fucking good movies. And especially because they were made in the 70s. And you think back, think back to what they were up against back then. You know what I mean?
What, AIDS? Like,
that wasn't yet. That wasn't in the 80s, was it?
Pre-AIDS?
It was pre-AIDS. It's a happy world. You know.
Da 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 da, still shite. I just can't get into it. It was like.
Doesn't mean it's shite just because you can't get into
a lot of
it.
Walking.
Open your mind a wee bit.
A lot of walking around with a fucking robot in sand.
That's the first 10 minutes, but there's so many brilliant.
Oh, there's a bin here. Like, check out this wheelie bin.
Where's your wheelie bin? Not wheelie bin.
I've wheelie bin in space, asshole. I'm fucking run out of oil here, bitch.
Good, like.
Okay.
That was 10 minutes.
That's great. Yeah. Questions. Yeah. Unbelievable. I don't know how long we can keep these because it's 16 minutes already and there's a lot of questions there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of questions. Thoughts on the Euros? We'll sort of crack through these questions. Oh, no, wait a minute. Thoughts on the Euros. Have you been watching them?
I've watched one or two. Because I'm not mad at that. I caught the end of the Northern Ireland game and was like fucking...
Get all like Northern Ireland tattoo.
I was like, oh, fucking with Benji or whatever the fuck you're supposed to sing.
Green Army,
go on.
Everything from Northern Ireland says shit. You know, you go to an Ulster match, it's like stand up for the Ulster man, and you're like, who the fuck? Fuck me. Someone write a song. Stand up. My wife's at home getting fucked by our tennis coach. Stand up. Double parked my Range Rover. Stand up. Drinking and driving home. Stand up.
I've a bleached asshole.
Grim. Fuck's sake, Grim.
Get to Damascus.
I can't fathom today's rules of offside.
I don't know. The best that I've watched tonight.
There's nothing quite like watching a Russian fly kick a fucking fat English guy.
That
face.
Shit was class. I've been watching more.
There was one clip and it nearly put me off my fucking Cheerios when this guy just got caught. They caught his jumper, pulled him on his back. A couple of guys kicked him, and as he was getting up on his like doggy style position from each side at the very same time, two guys kicked him in the face.
Right. And
he just was out cold, and everyone ran up the street throwing more balls, and he just came alive. You seen him like, like that.
Aye.
What a time to be alive.
It's fucking insane though that like that shit's happening too.
Imagine just waking up like that. It's like, what happened there?
Where's my t-shirt?
I can't chew because my fucking jaw went round my head twice. Where's my teeth? I've shit myself. Graham! Like, worst holiday ever. How's the holiday going, love? Brilliant.
Oh.
Tore my retina clean out of my head. No teeth. Good times. Some wee fucking Russian broke my spine.
When you're going back to the airport, you don't even look like your passport anymore.
Oh my god, I know. This is not you, sir. And he goes, Edward.
This is not maybe fine.
Let me push it all together again. That's me.
Quickly.
Forgot my name. Unbelievable. So I'm just sending a quick text.
New problem.
Fucking hell. Yeah, it's fucking unbelievable. But I just... I can't really even get into even the Northern Ireland matches. I just slept through the other Northern Ireland match.
See, I've always... Anytime I ever watch football, I'm always... I like sort of Ireland and Northern Ireland or Wales just because they're like underdogs most of the time.
Every fucking
day. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it's one of those things when you see, I do like when you see like a team that no one expected to win.
Yeah.
And even hear the commentator, it's like UFC when you hear like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like when the Rugby World Cup and like Japan beat South Africa or something, everyone was like, come on. What?
That never happened.
Beat them with the rugby. racism.
Racism.
But what was I going to say about that? Oh my god, I forget now. When those big team. Oh yeah, and there's a few cases of like the George Best syndrome where you're like one of the best players in the world, but you play your team is your country is shit.
Aye.
Man, Gareth Bale.
But George Best, one of those ones where like. Whenever you, like, I suppose, maybe football was, because, well, there weren't really athletes back then, because I always, anytime I see a clip of George Best, I always think, that's not as cool as, like, somebody would see now. Like, there's never, but then I think it was there heavier balls used back then as well, so it was like, you wouldn't like, a big fucking.
They wouldn't, no, they wouldn't have the knowledge of nutrition and training and recovery and fucking tests and all.
So I'd be smoking them during the break.
So naturally, the athletes are better now.
Aye.
And they're bigger.
Do you know, I heard a thing recently there about, because football's genuinely used to be heavier.
Well, yeah.
They are now. And the material. Like, a lot of the guys get like have like long lasting concussions and brain damage from heading them and shit.
Anything where your head gets hit fucks your brain up.
Aye.
Like I heard one, if you were a water, like, or skier, that was it.
Aye.
Just where you're going over bumps and your head's going, that fucks your brain.
Seriously,
like,
fucking
anything
hell.
Fucks your brain. And then I'm thinking back, like, I got hit in the head a lot. And then, like, was in a pretty hefty car crash where I hit the windscreen. And then anytime I've, like, walk into a room and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? I'm like, that's probably all that shit. Probably, could be. Getting their head shook about
any cool stories I got.
You know, fell off a load of bikes pretty fucking hard.
Aye.
Fell off some.
Me and my perfectly looked after head just sitting in a room together going.
That's why I never stopped growing.
Wish somebody come in and kick us. Who said that?
No, I've had a few fucking. I've never been knocked out cold. But I've had a few fucking white flashes where you're like, oh shit, son. Flash knockouts. That car crash one was weird because I don't know how I was awake through that.
Aye.
Just straight in the windscreen, climbed out the side like, motherfucker.
That's fucking nuts.
Let's see the scar.
Class.
Sorry, it looks like an axe wound.
It just looks like part of your head.
Yeah.
Until you really look at it and then you go, ah, that.
That's gross. That's disgusting.
No, it's not disgusting, it's cool. I like it.
No, it's alright.
It's a shame we didn't have it down here. You could have been like a fucking.
I know, it's
like
just
a white eyeball.
If it was like. You know, if it was way shorter.
Aye.
It might be more noticeable.
Aye.
I'm kind of in a mid-range height where only like a really tall person would see.
Aye.
The top of my head ever.
Aye.
Because the amount of times I've shown people that and they're like, oh my god,
I didn't even know you had that there.
Oh my god, I thought you had a mohawk up there and I just couldn't see it. The fuck's gonna
happen? Is that a seagull do you had, you big tall bastard?
Oh my god, what did you do, walk into a lamppost? Here, look how many likes we got in that photo. It's only 11, but just for asking for questions and likes.
It looks like we're laying in bed together.
We very much could be. Kind of similar there. It's weird. Look at the beards on. It's fucked up. Let's get out of these questions. Peter Burns, you know who that is? Or am I saying that right? How often would you change your stand-up material, or would you phase bits in and out? Yeah, that's exactly what
happens. That's pretty much
what you do. You know, you don't. You wouldn't be like,
unless you hit gold. Like, if you hit like a gold 20 or something.
Aye, but 20's a lot of time though, isn't it? The only time I ever got about 20 in a row was when I came back from the Fringe that time, and I was like, I can't do that material anymore, and just wrote loads. And went and did it at the Pav, and luckily that whole bit, if I do a longer set, there's that bit still in my set.
Aye.
All of it, just word for word, just come out perfectly. But you sort of like, say you had 10 bits, and 6 of them were fucking dynamite, and 4 of them were okay, you would get a new bit that was really funny, then you would be like, well now I have 7 good bits, and one of them shit bits can just fall out of the side.
Do you know what I did? I was in Kingston Thursday, and for the first time in my entire stand-up career, had fucking cheat notes on the stage. But then they're like
I don't really
like a set list, like a band set, like the biggest fucking jam written on the fucking wee things.
I don't really.
Really, really helpful.
I don't see the. See, to be honest, I used to.
It baffles me that it took me this long to realise that helps, as opposed to standing there fucking.
I
spend 45 minutes tap dancing to go do one joke at the end.
I used to be a bit like, you know, right up my hand and shit. And like, but now, I don't think, I would say the problem with just taking up, what it actually signifies to me now is like, if you were doing a show in Burnavon and you're, what it signifies to me is, you've written a show that has to be in a certain order.
Aye.
And you want to get it right so that it comes out like one seamless piece of work.
Aye.
That's more what it signifies. And you just have it on the stage. I'm sure you weren't standing over it, like,
let me see.
You know, you probably just You probably didn't even glance at it, did you?
Oh, did I? There's a couple of bits where you're going, what's next? All right.
But I think, I actually think that's fine. There was a point where I would have been like, oh my God, can you believe Paddy Kilty has a set list?
Aye.
I'm like, yeah, you have to talk for an hour and a half.
It used to be
a joke. And it's not like, oh yeah, that's fucked up, that's it. Okay. It's not like, it's not like you forgot what to say. It's just, it's more like you don't want to forget to mention a bit that might be good. There's times I've come off where you go, fuck, I forgot I had that bit.
I have a joke that I fucking forgot to throw in the other night. And then I ended up, because I forgot to throw one bit in, I couldn't do the bit I wanted to close on.
Yeah.
And I ended up closing on a really, really old bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking, like when we first met old. And do you ever, like, do an old bit again and go, oh, I love that bit. Like, halfway through, I was getting all excited. Like, oh, can't we
just
be
there's sometimes I've stumbled into old bits and you go, and you're doing it, and you're like going, and it's like walking on tight rope. You're like, where does this go? I forget, fuck! And then you forget a bit, you're trying to fuck the story up and go back and be like, But there's bits that, like, some of the first time I've done them were really funny, and they were doing well for a while, and then something, you just lose interest in the bit, and it doesn't do as well, and you're like,
See the bit I used to have, the bit I used to have about being in the shoe shop.
Yeah.
And like I end up working there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not literally just one day I just didn't get a laugh and then it just stopped being funny.
It's weird as fuck.
Because I was like, do you know, like, and you have a bit that works for so long, you get to like the end of the bit and you maybe go for a wee drink.
Yeah.
Where you do your last line. I remember going for a wee drink and fucking nothing happened and I was just like, I think I'm like visibly shocked. But like, yeah. What happened?
Guys, that's supposed to be a killer.
Yeah.
So,
I was supposed to leave on that.
Fuck me. Yeah, I try, but there's things like, there's like topical material where you, like a lot of times at Lavery's, I would try and write something silly about something that was kind of happening there and then. And even if it's really good, you're like I had stuff about the fucking, that gay cake thing and gay marriage over here and all that sort of stuff. But when it's not in the news, it's hard to bring it up out of nowhere. So,
I think it's just one of those things that I think, if you're, like that's why I kind of, it interests me the difference between doing it in like a club or doing it as part of an hour. So Edinburgh, for example, you have the time to go. So this year, or earlier this year,
yeah,
or that kind of thing.
Because you're wrapping it up.
Aye. And that's usually at the start of the show anyway, so it's kind of like a fucking wee slow build up. You know, because when you're doing an hour, you kind of.
Yeah. Just pace it.
Yeah.
I know. Let's move on with these questions. Michael Kinlan, Buck One, Marry One, Kill One, Bill Clinton, Kermit the Frog, Roy King. These are the worst questions ever.
No.
Michael, would you buck
Kermit the Frog,
Hillary
yes.
Clinton then?
I don't know. I imagine she has teeth in her vagina.
Apparently she's a huge lesbian.
Really? There's loads of stuff going on. About.
So, someone was like, yeah, apparently she's had more like interns than Bill ever had.
Fuck off.
Just chewing them out.
Intern health?
I fucking pick me up that stapler. Good geesh! Get Daffy! She's a psychopath. There was like this old thing.
I don't know Bill Burr, but they were talking about her. She's like, she used to be the president's wife. When the fuck did she become a senator?
Exactly. But like, there was like a thing where it was a case, because she used to be like a defense lawyer years ago. There's a case where she got this fucking like paedophile off of his charges, not just jizzed him into, milked him off into a jar. But she was basically laughing, like, you know, we managed to convince the such and such that he did. Like, I fucking, like, got out or something.
Aye.
Like, she got him off, and, but she was kind of talking like she knew rightly that he did it.
Aye.
But she was just like, I'm such a good lawyer. I just got this fucking pedo off.
I think she's a complete cunt. Like, I love your man Bernie Sanders over there, but I think he's not gonna.
I think he has great ideas, and he's in the right. He's got the right ideas and he means really well, but there's a certain lack of, like, in reality, the things that he says aren't that easy to do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
True. But I think there's definitely a thing where, like, a lot of Americans are kind of going, hang on a second here. Like, because it's the same with Trump. Like, the shit that Trump says is, there's no way he'll get away with half the stuff he said he's going to do anyway, because there's so many fucking channels you have to go through and.
Oh, yeah. Other people around the country, like, it's not really doing him, but. Someone should just shoot him, like, he's a fucking asshole.
Oh, he's a lunatic.
Anyway, fuck them all. Doesn't really matter, it's just a bit of, what's this, fake BJJ black belt?
I almost get it. You almost get it.
This is basically a video. A fake BJJ black belt gets confronted and exposed at Black House Gym. Let me tell you something. Now this guy's wearing wrestling shoes with a gi. If that wasn't a giveaway sign that he's not a black belt. But like, if there's ever anything where like you can't bullshit,
aye,
it's Brazilian Jiu Jitsu. If you walk in, I'm a black belt, and a fucking blue belt eat you up in like 2 seconds. You're like, yeah, you're not a black belt, aye, sir. Unless you're 90 years old and you're a black belt, you're like...
That's why, because there's a lot of them, like...
You can't fake
it. The next, like, taekwondo and all that sort of shit, you can fake that. Because that's always happening.
Yeah, what, because... Able to fill yeah, up? But you could, like, you could teach... You know, any of those things where you're, like, teaching kids, you know, I'm a black belt in fucking karate and all you do is fight the air.
That
means is you know all the routines.
Aye.
You can't really... Because... In like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, you could be a blue belt, and you could like the average blue belt would fucking murder everybody.
Do you want to be BJJ shit them? I tried to get in it. Just a bunch of lads in pajamas running about in the desert. Shit, shit. Just fell asleep 10 minutes in.
He's gonna kill him.
Is he gonna kill him?
No.
Or he's just gonna spoke and shit himself.
He's just gonna make him feel really bad. I've seen that before, actually, to be honest with you. Conor McLaren sent that in. Thoughts on the Euros, we've had that. Worst thing you've seen each other do, drunk? What's her name?
I don't know if you've ever... I don't think I've ever seen you really... Like, you've seen me boat without bending over a couple of times?
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You've definitely barfed a lot around me, look.
Is the kebab and Glasgow thing, is that probably a joint experience?
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, squash my dick up against your back one time.
That was funny.
That was pretty funny.
Remember the time you stuck your tongue in my mouth in Edinburgh? there's like a serial photo of it. Like, we were getting a photo, pretend like go each other, and you just went, bah!
I don't remember that at all.
I remember it. Still
thinking. Where was that?
Three Sisters.
Oh, fuck.
Because there's a serial photo of, like, pretending to go each other. Because Maureen was taking photos, so it's like,
all
right. It's us, like, pretending to go each other, getting closer, and then me going,
nothing really fucking brutal. I mean, I've definitely been around shortly after you've read some serious fucking pigs. Mickey, is that shite in your finger?
Yes. That didn't happen.
Yes, it did. It did. It absolutely did.
It definitely didn't.
What were you doing? You were either... And your pink... Listen to me.
This is the thing that we've talked about this a million times.
Like, either had your pinky in someone's asshole or you're eating a curry chip with your hands in the dead of night.
Either one or, is possible.
I'll even give you... You were breaking up like a stock cube. And didn't quite wash your hands properly. And then...
I'm still not...
It's because we're sitting eating a Subway, crazy enough, and you're all like, shit finger! And then you're like... That's funny as
hell. Definitely didn't have shit in my finger, though.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that's all in your nose and
mouth. BJJ is shit.
Okay. Worst thing you've seen each other do, drunk. Where's the top of your head, Colin? And that's from Chris Kent. Yeah, that's just a bit of light head of me, and I've no hair. We don't all have a Chinese helmet like you, Chris. Jesus Christ. Is there such a place as the north of Ireland, says Stephen Haslam.
Aye.
Who's probably playing as...
The
north of Ireland, like Donegal. Aye. You live in the north of Ireland?
Yeah.
It's over the border, but it's in the north.
Yeah.
It's one of those weird arguments now where, you know, it's...
You're just trying to cause a fight here, Stephen.
United Ireland and all that shit. But it's at the point now where, people from Northern Ireland... are definitely a different breed from people in the Republic of Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part. It should be. It's almost like it should be its own place.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I don't know if you need to be attached to fucking Britain. I certainly wouldn't call myself British.
Right.
Even though the passport would fucking tell you different.
We should get the fucking Irish passport, didn't
I? I might. It's the fuck cheaper. I might. Because,
Although saying that, the Irish passport thing's bullshit too, because my mate moved to New Zealand recently, and... had a genuine problem getting in on an Irish passport, because...
They hate fucking Irish now?
No, it's because of police checks. So we had to get a police... You have to get a police check from the guards, because he's never lived in the south. They have nothing to check him on.
Surely that's good.
Right, but it means they literally can't do a police check because there's no record of him ever living in the south.
Okay.
So, like, New Zealand passport or fucking immigration officer, like, well, where have you been? Okay. Like, because they just don't recognise the dual citizenship thing internationally, apparently.
And it's funny, there's dual citizenship, and it's like this fucking... You could go, like, 10 miles over there, and you're like, oh, I'm in a different country now, technically. Fucking bullshit.
Bullshit indeed. I think you're right, though, but, like, Northern... Like, people in Northern Ireland are very much a different type of people. There's a different type of fucking madness up here that...
Yeah, I mean, we, like, if you were,
a
like...
A very different sense of humour, too. Like, we have a darker sense of humour, I think, than anywhere else in the UK and Ireland.
But, like,
it's close to Scotland.
If you, like, you know, fuck up! Like, you've got me and you, say, you're from Lurk. You, because your dad's from Belfast, you're definitely more Belfast-y
than
you are, like, Cunchy Lurgan, if you know what I mean. So, like, you know, you've got this snappy fucking... quickness, and like everything moves a bit quicker and everyone's a bit of a fucking slabber and everyone winds each other up and all that shit. And then if we spoke to some fucking windswept Dubliner, I was the fucking Forbidden Fruits and all, you'd be like, look at this fucking plastic, and he'd be going, these fucking northern wankers.
Savages.
You know what I mean? So it's like, we don't fucking like each other anyway. Fucking twats. You know what I mean? United Ireland, and they're like, these fucking Nordy cunts. You're like,
See fucking people like Donegal. People,
well, what's Jerry McBride's line? Comedian who writes for Waterford Whispers. He's like the North won't have us and the South won't give us away because he's from Monaghan. Or can't give us away or something. I laugh and bollocks off that. I think it was his line anyway.
But it's the same with Donegal. It's the same sort of shit, like.
Oh, well, they're fucking different. That should be another country. That should be the People's Republic of Donegal.
They're I think they're some of the funniest fucking. Like, that's quick.
Let's get over here because they cabbages.
Aye. But they're just fucking, like, the speed of the speak anyway.
Yeah.
And then just the fucking dark. And the laugh and anything. Yeah. Like, very, very funny people.
Very funny breed up there, so they are now. I've studied them in depth.
They eat their young, but...
but sure, who doesn't like a big wham?
Fucking six-year-old. Toddler. Fuck me.
The wobble at desk is fucking terrifying me.
I know, it's the screw came out there. It's all fucked up, bruh. Is there such a thing as the north of Ireland? Whatever. You boys planning a trip over the summer, like the squad trip to Rathlin? Funny memories of lads on holidays? How do you have funny?
I've never been on a lads holiday, to be honest.
Yeah, Mickey, you weren't on a Rathlin trip. Mm. We should do another one of them without doing a gig at it.
Aye.
It's good fun. Yeah, we should definitely get some sort of trip going. I know every one of you cunts is going to the Fringe except me. So I might just sneak up in your DMs and be like, I might call over and see you guys.
Fucking do.
Yeah!
Go to the cheap fucking pubs. I can't wait to go to Edinburgh. Although, like...
You were scared yesterday?
I was scared, no, but it's like, I can't wait. Yeah, I'm both. Sort of.
Scared and erect at the same time.
Just apprehensive. Just don't know what's going to happen, Colin.
Alistair McCracken. Any big gigs in the summer? Have you any shows left before you go?
I've one in Armagh on the 30th of July, I believe, in the Marketplace. And then just follow me to Edinburgh. I have a couple of previews in Belfast for the new show as well.
I don't do big gigs. I basically run Laveries, and stand-up is very much taking a back seat.
No.
it's
the only thing I know how to do.
It's, I don't know how I feel about stand-up. When you do it and it's really good, you're like, oh, it's fucking brilliant. And when you do it and it wasn't ideal, you're like, I could do without that. But that might be just because you can't gig every day here the way you could in a real city.
That's definitely something I fucking... Because I've been back and forward from England, like, and even just being able to turn up to a comedy club and go, can I jump on for 10 minutes here and try something out?
Yeah, and they let you most of the time?
A lot of times, they'll, if you email them, they'll give you real fucking weird, dicky answers.
Yeah.
And then you can just turn up and just show them a fucking YouTube clip and go,
yeah,
know what I'm doing, move.
That's the Odyssey Arena.
Right. 6,000 people. There's 12 people in here. Fucking move.
Sure, I'm wearing a
the only other flip side of that as well is that the amount of people in London that are fucking shite.
Oh, I would well imagine. Think how many people are shite here.
Aye. And then just fucking multiply by 50. It's fucking nuts.
Any big gigs in summer? Well, let's just mention the Ulster Hall.
The Ulster Hall.
Ulster Hall, guys.
29th
of October. 22nd of October is my birthday. That's why I said that.
A couple of days after your 30th.
I fucking Green Army. probably be blocked.
No. Are we doing anything afterwards?
Let me tell you something. I've never had so many bands talk to me like, "Oh, do you want a band like for your after show?" And I was like, "What fucking after show? Like, probably go to Lavery's, maybe work out something with them. Like, if you had a ticket for the show, you can get in half price or free or something." But I was like, do you not think it's hard enough to fucking plug and run a gig like that without having to go, God, where's this band for the after party? And where are we going to go? The thing's over at fucking 11 at night. So, you know, I kicked that camera. What do? Are you going to, you can only drink for another fucking 2-3 hours.
It'll be over before 11. What time does it start? 8 o'clock?
You think any of them cunts are going to stick to their time?
That's a good point.
Including you and me. Fuck me. I was trying to bring that up the other night. I was like, lads, see this whole 20 minutes each shit?
Aye.
It ain't happening.
Aye.
It's like, it's going to have to be fucking 12 minutes each for it to be remotely near 20 for any...
Aye, right.
Woodsy? Fucking Sue Perkins himself? Tell that cunt to do fucking 10 minutes. He actually did the other night. Fair play to you, Woodsy.
Aye, good man.
Sure, it's only fucking 6 years or something. finally understands the concept of time. I'll finish on this half an hour story in a 10 minute set.
That happened to me at fucking
spanky
fucking
huh?
The Oma
I fight you. You spanky Sue Perkins bastard. Sue Perkins bastards.
I fucking that Late and Live at the Oma Comedy Festival.
Yeah,
and I was supposed to go on last at Late and Live and I was fucking blitzed, right? But it was like, Do you know whenever you're blocked and you go, like, you're trying to focus on something, like drunk, if you're doing a gig drunk, you have that thing, you go, right, come on.
Yeah.
Fucking trying to focus, right? So then, who the fuck was on? I think it was McCann, Neil Dugan, whoever the fuck else was. I can't remember, I was that drunk, I can't remember who else was on. But every one of them went, I'll leave you on this, and then it was another 5 minutes before they get off, right? So the third, it was like, I'll leave you on this, and I was like, here we go. Oh, fuck, right, okay. Fucking... Next set starts, fucking, oh, there's no pint, brilliant, okay, I'll leave you on this, right, fuck, here we go. Oh, fuck, right, okay. Yeah. By the time I think Neil Dugan went, I'll leave you on this, I went, oh, fuck, there's no point.
Yeah.
Like,
beep, beep. Do you want Ben? Here, come here. Maureen.
Hi, Maureen.
It's passing keys out the window. Gangster.
See Colin Short as well.
Eh? Oh, the pink ones? Well, sweaty Holden stood up there, they're swim shorts, so they're roasting.
That'll do it to you. Stop moving.
It's under two pairs of pants. Would need to be. Well, Snake. headband, also, Armican's headband, also known as Colin's belt. No one is exempt from a slagging. Oh, the Burnmaster General. What?
It's not really a question either, Ian Kelly.
You're just saying that McCann's head's so big that my belt would fit his head.
And that's bullshit because McCann's head is fucking huge.
Yeah, I'm not that fat, you cheeky bitch.
You fucking ignorant swine, you.
You're Ian Kelly. Where are you from, you
evil? You fucking...
He's obviously Aaron's mate. Unlucky! Oh, he asked two questions. You boys plan the trip over the... He's all like...
Oh, I want to come fucking...
Can I go with a squad to raffle him? And then next
want to hear funny memories
like,
and making fun of us?
Your head's big.
Aye. I hope your fucking baby teeth follow Eamon, can
I? Eamon.
Oh, I know Eamon, he's sound.
Oh, do you?
I don't, do you? Yeah, I maybe do.
Is he in the Ra? What does that say? No.
Yeah.
Okay. Thoughts on the US stance on gun ownership?
Wise up, America. Just wise up.
I mean, that last fellow was definitely... What? He was definitely mentally ill, but you shouldn't be able to buy an AR-15 like you're buying 2 litres of milk.
That's true. Who was so?
If I was mental and was like, I'm going to go into the Kremlin and kill everyone, I'd have to go to JJB and get a baseball bat. That's about the most offensive thing I could.
And you probably find one in there.
Up someone's hole.
Would you?
There'd be one in there. Don't bother buying it. Just pull it out of James's asshole here. Like Belladonna. Do you remember her? That was her trick. Baseball bat up the muff.
No way.
Let me Google it for Mickey.
Sure. Handle first or business end?
All the meat.
Jesus Christ. Why is my fanny twitching?
Because there was... She had a famous photo.
Talking about yourselves, folks. I just...
There was a famous photo taken by like your guy Terry Richardson. Of her like with a baseball. It wasn't in her muff at the time. That's it there. Like, she has a shaved head there. So whatever tickles your pickle. Right. But let me just... Baseball... Bat... Asshole. Anytime Mickey comes to the house, you need to clear the old clear the old history. Load up, you fucking piece of shit internet. She looks like 10 different people there.
Aye.
Shaved head.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I don't know if I can show the camera even because...
Don't show anybody that. Don't even, whatever the fuck you do, don't Google that. Jesus fucking crap. What the fuck?
He's holding her asshole open. He's holding her asshole open like he's putting a sock on a child. Half a tongue out of his mouth. Oh dear God. Look at that one. Look how hungry she is.
Fucking
for that.
Hell. That's making me want a book.
How hungry she is for that dick there.
Jesus Christ.
Eating the whole thing.
That dick's probably hitting the other end of the baseball bat.
Look at that though. I thought it was in her
fanny. That's photoshopped. That's definitely photoshopped, that one. That's only a rounder's bat.
That's a souvenir baseball bat you get from Tenerife. Bloody hell. That's probably put a dampener to
that.
Look at there, she's lost the whole thing. She's reaching in to get it.
Jesus Christ. Looking for the mitt. Hey, better. Swing, better.
I mean, the front. Her family looks like a baseball mitt.
I have never... That's the first time in my life I've looked at porn and thought, that's too much, I'm in poker.
Well, there she is being rear naked choked by a guy, so she's not into your average stuff there, I don't think. Well, that's fairly...
Aye.
No, these last few questions better be go.
Fucking hell.
I don't know if we're coming back from that one.
I don't think so. I don't think she is either, God lover.
Oh, God. Some guy sent me a tune here, Alex Johnson. I'll use it as our last tune. Hopefully. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
Daddy Longlegs? Me neither. We'll play that at the end. So basically, don't buy guns.
Aye. Or you end up with a baseball bat up your hole.
Yep. So it happens if, like, the UDA did porn.
Here's another question I have to ask you. There's certain things you've showed me in the pornographic world, and I've never really asked you, how the fuck did you know about that?
Just because it's like urban myth, that girl. I've heard it on, like, I've heard people talk, like, Stanhope's talked about her, because he was, like, obsessed with her, apparently.
Aye.
And I knew that guy, Terry Richardson, taking photos, because then I seen Maddie Matheson wearing a t-shirt. I don't know, it's a culture vulture, man. Pick these things up. I've read about 2 books my entire fucking life, but I can name porn stars, you can fit sports equipment in their shitter.
You want to impress me, do that with a cricket bat?
Tennis racket. Means you can walk through snow on your arse. Okay. Rory Ward.
Kettlebell.
By the way, at Lavery's the other night, Dave Elliott was emceeing and he's bringing Woodsy on and he went, "Ladies and gentlemen, Rory Ward!"
Did he? Yeah. Fuck?
And I thought he was joking. I thought he was joking and he ran back to the mic and went, Words! Fucking unbelievable. Whose sofa have I just woke up on? No, really, where am I?
Rory Ward is at... anybody wanted to know stupid shit I've done drunk, it's probably ask him. I've never been, I think I've been drunker with Rory Ward than I've ever been with.
Well, he certainly can. I mean, the last time I bumped into him was just in Katie Daly's. Is that what it's called?
Where's that?
Katie Daly? What's, yeah, the middle bit of the limelight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maureen, is that Katie Daly's? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bumped into him there after something and we were like, what the fuck are we doing here? It was like, for the children. And then we just did shots. And then like, bye. And that was about it. I was drunk as fuck. And it was hilarious because he was laughing at me because there was some girl doing the old like, I got a photo. My boyfriend loved you. Fuck up, you fat bitch here. So she's like taking the photo and it didn't work. Or she didn't look good in it or something, even though she was a complete heap of laundry. And she'd come back like, and then that one. And he's killing himself because she just kept coming back like over and over. And then eventually I was just like, no, it's okay. I don't look any different. You look the same. Move on. And just got really like asshole-y about it. Like, well, fuck you, you bastard. And then she had a few more drinks. And then later on, I was like, hang on, fuck. Oh my God. Nipple-sized fingers or finger-sized nipples?
Oh, that is a tough one.
Finger-sized nipples and normal hands. I would put them together in the middle, tie them, make it look.
Fair enough. You just
got pecs going on.
Yeah, cool for that.
I mean, we really should have kept that belladonna carry on for the end because I mean, the nipple-sized fingers. Thanks, Ronan, but it's no baseball in the ass.
No baseball in the ass at all.
Can that be our new saying?
That's no baseball in the arse.
Seen Star Wars? It's alright, like, it's no baseball in the arse. Baseball bat in the arse, but...
It is, but...
It's sad.
It fucking is. Except the baseball bat goes...
Shite saber.
The Death Star.
dead. It's certainly dead now. I wonder what Nick she's in these days.
No.
Is her arse just hanging out like fucking a fucking... Like a windsock? Unreal.
Whistle while you walk.
Yeah. Let me take a shit. Oops.
Hot dogs. I just actually picked up work as a fucking t-shirt cannon. Size of your hole.
Hands in the air. Unbelievable. Right. Let's get out of here. Here's a band called Daddy Long Legs. Enjoy it. Definitely go to the Ulster Hollow on the 29th of October.
29th of October.
Tickets are available. Lavery's first and third Wednesday of every month. This knees matters.